It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
Sophomore Nolan Friend went 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs and 3 runs scored. Sophomore Austin Coyle crushed his second home run of the season. And the Cloud County Community College baseball team's offense scored a run in 7 of the game's 8 innings in their 12-2 home rout of McCook Community College on Thursday. The victory marked the second for Cloud County over McCook this week and their 4th consecutive win to start the 2025 season. Cloud County threw a season-high 9 pitchers who combined to limit McCook to 1 earned run on 4 hits with 14 strikeouts. Friend ended the day 4-for-5 with 4 RBIs, 3 runs scored, and 4 stolen bases. The T-Birds scored multiple runs in 3 separate frames. Coyle, who led off the game against McCook on February 2nd with a solo homer, went 2-for-5 with 2 RBIs, 3 runs scored, and 2 stolen bases, including a 2-run home run to left, part of a 3-run 7th inning. 7 different players registered a stolen base for the T-Birds. Cloud County will head to Edmond, Oklahoma for 2 games in the 2025 JUCO Spring Festival on Tuesday, February 11th at Wendell Simmons Field at the University of Central Oklahoma. The T-Birds will play Seminole State College at 9:30 a.m., followed by a game with Northeastern Oklahoma A&M at noon. And today, the Cloud County Community College women's and men's indoor track and field teams will travel to Lincoln, Nebraska to take part in the 49th Frank Savine Husker Invitational. Action gets underway at 11:30 today at the Bob Devaney Sports Center in Lincoln, Nebraska.